Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a bad back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a bulging disc. I've had it for about 10 years, and it's getting progressively worse, so much to the point where I had to go to the ER on Monday for it. Mm-hmm. I met with my doctor yesterday, had a video visit, and we were discussing whether or not I need spinal surgery.
Okay.
He doesn't want to go there yet.
Okay.
Because I have an MRI coming up, but he does think that besides an epidural, there are certain things that I should try. One, all three of them have a twinge of silly.
Oh, I thought, for some reason, I thought you were going to say sexy.
No. Okay. No. First one on there is probably the least silly. It's acupuncture.
Okay.
Now, I've done acupuncture in the past.
And you said it worked.
He said, did you get relief? I said, I did. It only lasts for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very long lasting. Second one is aqua exercise.
Your mom has got some Sun City friends that are ready to do this with you.
I said, does Sutter have a pool? He goes, they do have a pool. I go, really? So I like bring a bathing suit to Sutter.
Well, you know, it's to a physical therapy center.
I go, we get in the pool. And he goes, yeah, what are you picturing? It's not like a pool, like a big pool where people splash around. I go, well, what is it? And he goes, it's just like a tiny thing. And you get in there and they tell you what to do. I go, so what am I doing? He goes, I mean, like aqua physical therapy, like you're going to swish your arms back and forth, maybe walk around. I go, so the thing that old people do? And he goes, I mean, people who need help.
Okay. That's nice.
The last thing on there, silliest.
Okay.
He goes, now, the physical therapy place doesn't have this, so you would need to get this on your own. But I'm interested in you trying it. I go, what is it? And he goes, why don't you get an inversion table?
Oh, that's not silly.
I find it very silly.
Why?
In case you don't know what an inversion table is, you get on a board,
yeah,
you strap in your ankles,
yes,
then you flip the table over and hang upside down like a bat for 30 minutes.
I don't know that you have to do it for 30 minutes.
He was recommending 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the idea is that gravity decompresses,
yes,
your spine.
Yeah, my little brother uses one regularly.
Okay. He's like, it's very beneficial. A lot of people get a lot of results for it. And I said, okay, couple red flags. First one, hang upside down for 20 or 30 minutes. That's a very vulnerable position. I have a dog, I have two cats, and I have three kids.
They want to mess with you so bad.
First of all, I can't even work on the elliptical in my house without my kids staring at me as if I'm doing some sort of Olympic event.
Okay. I mean, you know, you could do what I do and go, get out of my room.
Well, they don't.
I mean, I don't say it that mean, but I go, I need some time.
I do say it that mean, and they still don't listen to me.
Okay.
And I can just see Not because they're a-holes, but they're just kind of curious as to what they can get away with.
Sure.
While I'm hanging upside down on a table, they just punch me in the groin. Picture me hanging upside down, and then they start doing something, and I'm going, hey, stop it. You stop it right now. Their idea is going to be, or what? Here's the other part of it.
Okay.
A table with leg straps is very 50 Shades of Grey. To just have hanging out in my bedroom.
Okay, so I have to tell you, you've seen one, right?
Not really.
Okay, it really just looks like, you know, if like the EMT comes and they have to put somebody on a board?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like that board, but then it just has like ankle straps.
I gotta tell you something.
It doesn't look very sexy.
I mean, inversion tables usually don't look very... Okay, I'm looking at it now. Okay, and it seems more like almost a flat gaming chair.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but still,
it doesn't look sexy.
It looks less sex table-esque than I thought.
Okay.
I have a ring light that I keep in my closet.
Okay.
That's where I shoot my movie reviews that I put up on Instagram.
Okay.
And whenever I do, I bring the ring light out and I set it up. There's just a wall in my bedroom that has nothing behind it. It's great for filming stuff. Sometimes I forget to put the ring light away.
Okay.
And sometimes people come over to the house, such as a cleaning person.
Oh, God, and it looks like you've been making adult films in your bedroom.
It looks like there's a ring light on a tripod set up in a bedroom, and they just make the assumption Gavin from The Wake Up Call's a cam girl.
Okay, and now you're going to step it up a couple notches and be like, he's a dom cam girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, fellas, welcome back.
Okay, but before I do, like and subscribe. Okay, so of the three options.
No, he wants all three.
Oh, he wants all three.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
Well, get your bathing suit.
Yeah.
God, you know, at first you said this wasn't going to be sexy.